Let's spend a few moments looking at what the New Jersey State Legislature refuses to do, as well as what they're willing to do. Let's start with the first idea. Bill that was meant to beef up protections for warehouse employees, other temp workers here in New Jersey, that was pulled from the state Senate floor this past week because support that it had, those supporters pretty much jumped ship. Main sponsor said the legislation lost support. Scroll, the Temp Workers Bill of Rights would have required that the state's ranks of temporary employees get the same salary and benefits that places offer to traditional workers, I guess you'd say. Also, temp agencies would be barred from deducting things like transportation fees, other mandatory charges that's often added to work paychecks, and record keeping would be enhanced, try to root out any labor abuses. State Senate and the Assembly both approved the legislation. It was S-511. We have about 127,000 workers in New Jersey that would have been affected by this legislation. Now, when that was passed by both chambers, Governor Murphy did what's called a conditional veto. Last month, he wanted changes in the types of workers covered by the new protections, more money for the state to enforce the rules as well. State Assembly approved his recommendations, but the Senate failed to follow suit. As I said this past week, State Senator Joe Crine, Democrat, Union County, he was the bill's primary sponsor, said he didn't have the votes to pass the revised version. Now, what was happening as well, business groups were lobbying against the bill and support for the measure. That's what caused it to slip away. Do the math of all this. A bill needs in the state Senate 21 votes to pass. Democrats hold a 24-16 majority over the Republicans. That's kind of interesting. They couldn't even get all the Democrats on board with this idea. Or the revised idea, I guess, more accurate. Temp agencies here in the state, they've said the regulations would throttle, that's their choice of words, a growing industry that's provided well-paying entry-level jobs to immigrants, other unskilled workers. Detractors were really bothered by the requirement that temps receive the same compensation and benefits as permanent workers, saying that would be an administrative nightmare. There was another concern, too, that the bill would help and even increase the number of illegal immigrants who are getting a number of these temporary positions. Fact is that higher salaries most often mean not a great deal, but still fewer positions. Add to that, the business pretty much would not want to invest in someone who, well, because of their immigration status, might not wind up being there very long. Temp positions, they can often lead to full-time opportunities, and a business want to invest in someone who, you know, is going to hang around for a while. So that's what the state legislature was not willing to do. Ah, but they were willing to put one accomplishment on the board this past week. Celebrate. Break out the champagne. We have an official state mineral. It's called Franklinite. If you don't believe me, go to the State House website. The bill is S-1727. Let me tell you a little bit about Franklinite. It's only found in the zinc ore zone of Franklin and Ogdensburg in Sussex County. This is according to minerals.net. It's true, you can find everything on the web. It's considered an important zinc ore, often mined with other zinc minerals that, well, now they're closed for active excavation. Mining areas in Franklin, Sterling Hill mines, that bore more than 350 distinct mineral species. I did not know that either. And it's no longer mined from any local ground. It's colorful. It's a pretty looking stone, I guess, as stones come and go. It's a highly collectible. Yeah, they're collectors of minerals. Geodes, things like that. Franklin Mineral Museum, Sterling Hill Mining Museum, they are certainly popular tourist attractions in the state, not just for student class trips. It's kind of fun to do. You do a little mining on your own. They have a retail outlet as well, too, if you don't want to, just want to become a mineral collector. There's a place you can do that. Yeah, there are quite a few mineral collectors, I'll have you know. Some of these minerals, looking up some of the prices, they can let you pocket more money than you would dig up combing a beach with a metal detector.